Chapter 17. A Sad Goodbye. After returning from Europe, Dr. Sloper had told both of his sisters that he still opposed Catherine's marriage. He had also predicted that Morris would give Catherine up once he was certain that she wouldn't inherit her father's money. Mrs. Pennyman had quickly written a letter to Morris, telling him that she had to speak with him. Morris agreed to meet Mrs. Pennyman for a walk a few days later, but only because he wanted her help. She told Morris that Dr. Sloper hated him more than ever and was definitely going to disinherit Catherine if they got married. "Then I must give Catherine up," he said, "and you must help me." Mrs. Pennyman agreed with his decision, although she didn't tell him this. Now that she thought of Morris as her own son, Mrs. Pennyman wanted him to marry someone more beautiful and charming and richer than Catherine. "You don't want me to tell her, do you?" she asked. "You'll have to do that yourself."
"I want you to prepare her for the news and make it easier for her. Explain to her that I don't want to be the reason for her father's cruelty to her. Tell her that I don't want her to lose everything because of me."
"Your concern about her shows that you love her very much," Mrs. Pennyman said. They walked in silence for some time, and then she asked, "What will you do if you don't marry Catherine?" she asked. "Will you marry someone else?"
Morris certainly intended to find a wealthier, more interesting, and more beautiful wife, but he didn't want to tell Mrs. Pennyman that. Instead, he said, "Never! I still love Catherine. I'm only giving her up so that her relationship with her father isn't harmed any further, and he doesn't disinherit her."
"I'll try to prepare her for your news, but it won't be easy," said Mrs. Pennyman, who was already imagining Catherine's tears when Morris told her that he was leaving her. "And then you must have your final farewell."
Mrs. Pennyman, however, never seemed to find the right moment to do what Morris had asked, and Catherine, not suspecting that Morris intended to give her up, still waited patiently for him to decide on a wedding date. Over the next few weeks, Morris visited Catherine less often, and when he did come, it was only for a short time. He told her that his work made it impossible for him to visit every day. Morris realized that Mrs. Pennyman wasn't going to be of much help, so he thought of another plan. As he didn't want to have long discussions with Catherine about ending their engagement, he thought it best to give her a reason to start an argument with him. He soon got the opportunity. One afternoon, Catherine said to him,
"Morris, are you ill? You look pale. I think you're working too hard."
"I'm not well at all," Morris agreed. "But I have to work hard. You know that people gossip when a man marries a rich woman. So I want to prove that I'm earning my own money." He paused for a moment and then said, "Even if that means that I have to go away on business for some time."
"Where are you going? Please take me with you," Catherine implored.
"I'm going to New Orleans to buy cotton," Morris replied. "And I won't take you with me because I'll have to concentrate on my work. I'm going to make $6,000 from this deal."
"Oh, Morris, you can go to New Orleans any time. But now you should stay with me, and we should get married. We've waited too long already. I've got much more than $6,000. We don't need the money," Catherine said, and began to cry.
"You're being hysterical," said Morris calmly. "But if it upsets you so much, I won't go. This time I'll try to arrange everything by post. But I'll have to go away on business sometimes, and I don't want you to try to stop me again. The next time I come to see you, I want you to be calmer."
"Will you come to see me tomorrow?" Catherine asked, drying her tears.
"No, I'll come on Saturday. I've got a lot to do until then," Morris answered, and walked out of the living room towards the front door.
"I want you to come tomorrow. I promise I'll be calm," Catherine said, following him to the door.
"I said I'll come on Saturday," Morris repeated angrily. "I'm a very busy man." The hard tone of his voice and the angry look on his face made Catherine realize that her worst fear was coming true.
"You're going to leave me," she exclaimed and began to cry again. "What's happened? What have I done? What's changed you?"
She stood against the door so that he couldn't open it. Morris put his hand on the door handle, feeling that he had to get away from her. I'll give up everything for you, Catherine exclaimed.
You won't have to, Morris said in a cold voice. I'll explain everything in a letter. Then he pushed Catherine away, opened the door, and left the house.